What's going on, man? It's your boy King Jones, King Jones Consultant. When I'm back in the city, I'm locked in with my boy BJ the Best on Cab 229 Radio. Congratulations, man. 5 years in. Y'all keep bringing it how y'all bringing it, doing it how y'all doing it, and putting on for the city. All love. Peace.
What bitches?
Whatever them bitches.
Some
like,
clerks?
Bitches. Listen, this nigga just like, they bitches, they females trying to shine for me. Fuck you.
Man,
and
you
them
don't
bitches.
Even know what
like,
you're talking about.
You.
I never called
I just said that shit. Fuck you and them bitches.
It is what it is, Tisha.
Yeah, so what the fuck?
You need to really relax,
you
man.
To really relax.
You're doing
fuck
too
you,
much.
Nigga, you need
and
to
you
relax.
Always
I
do
need to
too
leave
much.
Your punk ass alone.
Hey, first of all, if I was a punk ass, if I was a punk ass, baby, you wouldn't fuck with me.
Stop.
But guess what? This is the last time this punk ass gonna be a punk ass.
Alright, so this last time. This
so go ahead and endorse.
Take me to my mama's house, I'll
give you the
money.
I ain't your enemy, baby.
Yes, fuck you are, nigga, cause
nah.
When you get money, you ain't got my back.
Nah,
I
when I get money,
and
when I get money, it's already
man,
in your
you
pocket.
Goddamn lie, when you get money, you spend on your coke and your fucking drugs.
It's already in my,
like,
it's already in your pocket.
Where the 114 go at then? I could've got another room, motherfucker.
It went to your alcohol, your food, your room.
I spent, no, it didn't, nigga. I spent that 90, 30 every damn day by myself.
Alright, T.
You be talking all that shit. What the fuck? You be lying. You a fucking capping ass nigga.
Man,
fuck
you know what? Nigga. You know what? If I cap, I sealed it.
You sealed your cap, man. You sealed that cap.
Yeah, it's sealed.
To them same bitches it's that you sealed. Was just trying to shine in front of. Fuck you and fuck them like I told them because I whooped their ass.
The only person
like
worried about that dumb shit is you.
Fuck you too.
I'm not worried about nobody else, baby.
Man, fuck you. Nigga.
I don't want nobody else. So what the fuck that we got going on?
Not
whatever
shit,
you got
nigga,
going on,
shit.
Whatever
not
you
shit.
Think
I'm
that
tired,
I got going
tired,
on, I just want you to understand.
I gotta do all this shit, nigga. I gotta bust my ass.
You gotta do what? What you gotta do? What you gotta
whatever
do?
Whatever the fuck you ain't doing as a man. What the fuck you do, nigga?
Where the fuck am I? Where the fuck am I? Trying to goddamn make some sense out of the goddamn dumb shit, nigga. Cause every goddamn time I take my money, nigga, you take that goddamn. Shut up, Tisha. You better shut the fuck up.
Where your money at? Finish your sentence. Where your money at? Motherfucker.
Not goddamn attaining my own. Not obtaining my own.
You asked me to give it to
doing
you.
Doing everything
you
want to do and you don't even know what the fuck you want to do.
And I gotta fucking lay
my
ass
at a
hotel
in
the
goddamn
wind.
That's
where
my
fuck
money
you,
gone.
Charles.
To the wind.
Fuck you now to the wind. Now to the wind. I'm just quiet. Now I'm quiet. Fuck you. Busy, nobody has nothing as busy. You just shine on me.
Are you sure you really got a Mexican fat ass Mexican girl?
And another bitch. You just shining on me.
Really?
Bitch. Fuck you, nigga.
You so
just
insecure.
Did that shit to us and you shut the fuck up. Bitch, you hit me in front of them. You fucking lame. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you.
Man,
that's why I said
you.
Now I'm ready to fight, bitch. Fuck you. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'll fight your ass. I don't give a fuck. Let me go get my shit.
Don't move, cause
my beard right here.
Well, she on some shit like, oh, she going to your spot.
Oh, my spot.
That's what she say. Says she going to your spot, like the renter, like rent something or whatever. I'm like, yo, okay, whatever. And at the end of the day, I done talked to my friend, and my friend like, all right. I talk to y'all when I get there. You know what I'm saying? He stay down there on Tennessee. You feel me?
Right.
My thing is, I don't want to involve you. I just want you to be clear what's going on. And I know you probably kind of have to see it.
Yeah.
At this point in time.
Right.
It matters to me no less. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a game that's being played, and if someone's gonna play it, I'm gonna play too. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna play it. You know what I'm saying? And like she like, oh, I don't know where my clothes at. They clothes in the car. You did. You probably told her that all that. Get the shit out of my car and all that. But she ain't gonna listen to shit. She don't never listen to shit.
That's why the
fuck she can't stay at her mama and daddy house.
That's why you can't stay at your mama and daddy house.
That's what my daddy said. You a problem. And then, now, early, we on the bus. We got to check our time at 12 o'clock. We get on the bus, get a little sip. You know what I'm saying? Come back, we roll back around. I left her ass right there at Walmart. You can call your mama or your daddy, or you can get back on and ride it again. I'm not about to go through that trip again. I left.
Went to my brother's house.
Went to my brother's house. This motherfucker come popping up just now a few minutes ago. My brother already like, man, you know she coming. I can't deal with that. I got problems already going on. My light bill is $700 and I'm like, oh, shit. Then you come pop up.
Just fucking up everywhere you got. Huh?
Yeah, everywhere. My daddy house, my brother house, anywhere she knew I'm at. She coming. And then when she destroyed, she gone. And just as soon as I leave, yo, what she gonna do? I ain't got no phone no more, so she can't call me. That's gonna kill her. You, that fucking another bitch. Stop playing with me now.
Doing drugs or
no, and it's drinking. It's drinking. So I'm gonna tell you that she do more drugs than a little bit. That powder, a monster. But alcohol, that shit take what she really, really think and evolve that shit into the shit that's reality.
Look at her.
Cause her mama out, daddy out.
Look.
They like, that's Charles in the car. Gonna cuss they ass out. No.
Military brat.
Rape by uncles and all types. You know what I'm saying? You know, just been real. And I've been here since all that. You know what I'm saying? Been with her for going on
4 years. And the day.
They don't want me around her.
But you don't got no problem, no. I ain't never seen you.
I ain't got none. Me and my daddy be looking at me like, bitch, I don't charge you no rent just to come through and chill. Cause I cook, clean, nigga, I'm straight. His car down, he'll take me to work if I had got, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, only thing it is she is a problem. Like, I start looking at all these fat booty, light skinned bitches and goddamn little petite, goddamn little black bitches and all this shit. Like, man, you can have that, bro. Young, on they shit, really don't need your time, but just want your space. You know what I'm saying? You go about your business, they ain't gonna call you, blow you up or none of that. But whenever you think about me, just hit me up. Not this one.
They're very smart. You have to give them that to you.
Yeah, because they use the vision. If it's the vision going on there, mm-hmm. One thing I know as an American child is that the vision is how the white man thrives.
Trust me. They're very smart. So they know that wars are going that's happening in Africa. So what they do is that they go down there. And all of the prisoners of war, those are the first person they take. And say to them, listen, instead of you having them, keeping them, housing them, feeding them, that's what we will do. We will take them from you. We will take them from you. We will punish them for you. We will house them for you. We will feed them for you. And guess what we are going to give to you? We're going to give you guns.
And that's definitely another way of America is using they gun politics, the order for them.
Correct.
Both sides.
Because I do not like America's international policies. Because at the end of the day, we need a world police.
Okay.
But you cannot be hypocritical and you cannot be a bully. And I think America is very hypocritical and they're a bully.
what the power of black people. The power of us not having nowhere to go is what gives them the power. Like, that's the key to this whole thing is, because everybody look at us like, we, you know what I'm saying, our struggle not as bad as it. But we have nowhere to go. You understand that? Like, we the offering kid that everybody let get ran the hell off. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the problem lies in. You know what I'm saying? The problem lies like, yo, we folks can't gain power because what?
Bro, the only thing I can say is life is all about self-perseverance, not perseverance.
Hey, do me a favor. Okay. Put your GPS on. Just to guide us the rest of the way. Yeah, I know it well, but just put it on real quick. Just put it on real quick. Stay on track.
Where are we? Raleigh?
Yeah, we're in Raleigh. We, like, on the leg of Raleigh, like, come in. Right now.
Have the phone?
Nah, I ain't gotta have it. Just whenever it's safe, get rid of time, because it's literally right there. We won't get an ABA part where you gotta make it right.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop at a store before we get ready to roll down.
No problem, bro. I have time.
But back to what you're saying, because this is a great conversation. But just speaking as an American child.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, we're like, I have a weird bloodline. Mm-hmm. Meaning I'm a Southern kid with an up north daddy. With an islander grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So this is three cultures in one. So when I listen to my music, I'm listening to Southern music, I listen to the struggles of Southern music, blues and all that stuff, and I'm listening to upload music, then I'm also listening to the island music, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them are three different struggles, right? So you collect the information, like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, we get us here. All right, babe. Africa never came back and got us.
Correct.
Or went to war, whatever. You learn the white man way.
Correct.
You learn these skills. So it makes us a threat because when we go back to the other culture, they think we too aggressive. They think we, we just don't have no regard, whatever the case. But we learned this white man way about being aggressive, taking what you need to take. You know what I'm saying? Don't give a damn what the case. The problem is how they get us is that we have no connection back to nobody else.
What brother, I'm gonna say this to you. You see one thing with Africa and Africans in general, they're extremely corrupt. If you realize what's going on in Africa for the past, from before I was born, from before you were born, they kill each other for power. That's how they are.
But I ain't think of no guns though. I haven't met a corrupt, I'm not going to say I haven't met a corrupt African, but I ain't never met a gangster African. That's over there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know what that look like over here,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what it look like over there, why, you know what I'm saying, things of a lot of politics and what it is. But I definitely know other black people saw other black people. But we still got it going on to today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They put, how they do us is they put, by us liking fame and things of that nature, still, mm-hmm. they just take the black person that they want to control and put them on TV. And then that control us as a masses. You know what I'm saying? To now, I don't think it's gonna work no more because the fact that we hooked that game on a mass level.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Before, it was hard. You couldn't just go to anybody and get this conversation out. Now, we done seen, when it comes, now our eyes are way more open than as a massive than it was when I was younger. When I was younger, hell no. That they had to take a special person and you run into them. took a special person in there, plus they had a big coming, they had to come into your life to open up your mind. Now, we, all of it was all together at one time, like, okay, we see the president doing this bullshit. Okay, they put us in COVID. I got time to study more information. Oh, they is running this game on this politics. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, word. All right, what do we need to do? We have Black Wall Street. They done came, we done noticed it. Like, certain stories we didn't even know.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, right now, we are close by the first Black Wall Street right now. The first one to do this thing before it was Atlanta, before it was such thing as Black Wall Street anywhere across America's ground. But we understood, we never knew that that was the key place. The only place they ever told us about was Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa, Oklahoma was the first time that American soldiers bomb on American soil.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That was 2 months in my bed.
You see what I'm saying? And then, but yet they never told the story period of how it got started. Why? They don't want to start off a revolution. You see what I'm saying?
Bro, when it comes on to politics and American politics and other countries' politics, only reason why I'm here, my friend, is to make my life better, my wife's life better, my child life better, make money and go back home. You understand? I am fortunate enough to have two businesses back home. As I own a car rental and I have a big farm. I'm fortunate enough, I'm still young, I don't reach 40 yet.
Yeah.
So the monies that I earn here is a bump in my business. So I'm willing to do 10 years in America and go back home.
Right. And see, that's what we don't have. We don't have the way to pump. Like, the money that we make here, if we was able to have a connection back to anyone in the country. Because the little bit of money that we have can be so much powerful for the money that y'all got. That's the part that the little, if we had a game plan, right? Like you say, this. We knew that we could make some money in another country, right? A little bit of money that we do have, that we think we have, because our money is a lot more in other countries.
Correct.
But it's little to us.
Correct.
Because we don't have nowhere else to control, I mean, to be able to disport it. Yeah.
But you, the Jamaican roots, have visited Jamaica before, have an idea of how Jamaica works to a smaller extent.
Right.
The difference is my dad is a big cop back home.
What did I say? How long got?
We have 11 minutes.
Okay, cool. We're on the right direction, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Go ahead, daddy.
Yeah, so my dad is a big cop back home.
Right.
He's a superintendent of police.
Okay.
And I'm an only child for him. So when it comes on to certain connections,
right,
I have it. And I am fortunate enough also to have people around me who support me, listen to me and stuff like that. But my wife also is an inspiration because she's a nurse. She comes from the slums of Jamaica. Because your slums, what you call slums here,
right,
is a joke. Not until you visit Jamaica and see slums, then you would probably have a different appreciation.
We would never be able to have the same appreciation because we are a part of the richest country.
Correct.
So it's the same way. It's like, we supposed to be billionaires in this country, but we are not. You know what I'm saying? The same way. It's like, we would never understand it because our poverty weighs the same amount. You know what I'm saying? In a world that you could be a billionaire, we ain't seeing a billionaire.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So it's like, it's robbery in a sense of like being in the richest country, you know what I'm saying? Like,
correct.
Being in the richest country, and yet.
Oh, there's so much opportunities in America, you know?
In your opinion. But in America, we've been brainwashed to not see the opportunity. See, brainwashing is real, you see what I'm saying?
No, but you see, a lot of person, I'm going to say this to you.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of friends in America.
Right.
I was in, I have no friends,
right,
to be honest. You see, the day when you drop me off at my home,
yes, sir,
I don't speak to anyone except my wife. I don't speak to my neighbor. I don't know them. That's me.
Right.
I stay in my house.
Right.
But when I look around, just by observing, you see, when you come from a society that offers very little, and it's a dog-eat-dog society, Jamaica, you see, whatever opportunity you see here, you're going to pay attention to.
Right.
Now, I will talk to persons like I went to a car wash one day, and there were three guys there having a conversation, and they were talking of how America is. It's tough, and they're in the gutters, or they're in the trenches. And they noticed that I was extremely quiet, because it's, you're not talking to me, so I'm not going to get involved in your conversation. But then one of them asked me where I'm from. I told him I'm from Jamaica. You know, we started a conversation, and I said, bro, you said that you're living in the trenches, and there's no opportunity here. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever sent out a resume? Have you ever sent out a CV? You didn't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
That goes, you get what I'm saying now?
No, you're in the trenches, bro.
Right.
There's no opportunity.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you have never even tried.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
As the bloodline, all three. Y'all see the opportunity because you come from very little, but in the richest nation, it's the same way. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, they play the tricks of the train of the perspective of what information get put into our society. That's
correct.
Why we got all this. See, everything that y'all say that we take for granted is what they use to cripple us. So they're food stamp, that cripple us. Why? I ain't going to work.
Correct.
With housing. Why? Kick the daddy out of the house so the child don't got no father.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
So even that I don't agree with, because your whole idea of child support is getting the father to assist financially. That's the whole point of it.
Right.
But in the same breath, if he doesn't do it, you lock him up.
Right.
Now, why would you lock up somebody if your main aim is to get him to pay? When you lock him up, he still cannot pay. So what's the point?
Because they're trying to put us in the box so they can get free labor.
Well,
see, for American politics, it is the dumber we are, because we don't have people that try to practice code, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever notice, America always try to keep its poverty people dumb. Not that we don't have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they don't give us the opportunity in the sense of, like, so we go to 12 years of school and not learn what our credit's about. But yet you got credit as a child.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
But when I just came here, I didn't understand what's credit. And I'm going to give you an example. Remember, we don't use credit back home. Jamaica is a cash society.
Okay.
Cash is king. So when I came to America, I opened an account at Bank of America. And I was doing a little bit of reading regarding credit, because remember, it's new to me. I don't know nothing about credit.
Right.
So I went back down to the bank on Cross Street, and I sat with somebody and I asked him if I could get a credit card, because no, I want to start, you know, building credit.
Yeah.
They said to me that I cannot get a credit card. I said, why? She said, because I have no credit history. But I said, well, that's obvious. I'm not even here for 2-3 days yet.
Well,
I'm new to the country. Obviously, I won't have any credit whatsoever. I won't be even in your database. All right? So I was there, we were talking back and forth, and I sat to myself, and my wife was there. And are you heard that?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so my wife was there, and I'm saying to her, but at the end of the day, I just deposited so much money in this bank.
I am asking you for a credit card for even $500. I deposited over $30,000 in your bank. And you're telling me that I cannot get a credit card for $500 just to build my credit? So I said, okay, guess what? How do I close my account? Because you see, me and my brother, I'm a very serious person, you know.
Okay.
And they were like, she was shocked when I asked her how to close my account. Because she think I was joking. And I said, okay, tell me, how do I close my account? Because if you cannot trust me with $500, I cannot trust you with my money.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, they call a manager. I don't know where he appeared from, but he appeared. And you know how much a credit card I got? $5,300.
Easy lane to turn right on Aviation Parkway.
Because they realize that, listen, I'm no fool. Mm. And I'm not going to come and try to change the system because that's not my job.
Right.
America's system is American system. I'm a Jamaican, I respect your system. I'm in your house. That's fine, I'll play by your rules.
Right.
But in the same breath,
I'm gonna let you jump.
You're not going to take me for an idiot. It's not happening. So I got my credit card. A year after, they offered me another credit card for $25,000, which
right.
I take. Now my credit score is like 740 something.
Right.
And I'm here like a year and 3 months.
Right.
And every single month I get offers for four more credit cards. I have like 3 credit cards. So I am going to play this system. It's here to be played.
You gotta play it.
Of course.
You see, that's where they rob us out is information collateral.
Wait, bro, you want the money now?
Yeah, because I'm gonna get some gas and get us on down. It's a party today, sir.
It's 206, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you want me to pay you back for the black of mine?
Yes, sir. Everybody got these GOAT conversations. I feel like LeBron. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. Give me the rock at the top of the key, and I bet no one's stopping my drive. Got a couple that's loyal and riding with me, so you know it ain't nothing to slide. Got a youngin' that shoot like Ray Allen from 3, and he stay with the heat on the side. It's a Glock with a 30 that sit underneath in case they think it's sweet cause it's size. Baby, my nigga slime. Started from dirt, had to train like no other. I hit the booth cause the words of my brother. My shit the truth, nigga, word of my mother. Word on my set, I'm a threat to you fuckers. I ain't impressed by the talk of the clutter. I'm tryna run up a check from the gutter. If niggas run up, I guess it's another statistic. They missin' my hope. That he suffered. Somehow I'm a threat to him, a stress to him, cause I'm palming the little bitch next to him. I ain't never concerned what the rest doing. They're set cause they smell the success brewing. I go stiff on the bitch since she all in my drip. More problems, more dollars, I'm all for the split. He pop it, I drop him with all of the clip. He gon' wear that 30 like Steph if he drip. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in a rap, be careful with this. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in a rap, be careful. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real.
Gotcha.